This is the Big Brother Canada debriefing for Tuesday, March 19th, with your hosts Karen Shute and Angelique Bonds. Warning, there will be live feed spoilers.
Ready to play? Let's play.
The game didn't just start.
Chelsea is getting ready to perform her backdoor on Mama Kaylin.
I really, really want to pull off this backdoor.
Hell no.
Yeah, that should be interesting. She really did not see that coming.
That's not so great for a psychic, is it?
Exactly. I think she's a good player, but probably not a very good psychic.
Your chill and calm got you on the block.
Well, you know what? She's a good talker, and I think if anyone can maybe pull it out at the last minute, it's her. Like, so far, her campaigning with everyone, she's making great points that she's always going to be a bigger target in the house, that she's going to be sort of needed to take out some of those big players. She already knows that she has to go after the pretty boys.
And that's right. Anybody who's a thorn in pretty boys' sides is somebody I like.
Come on, man.
Yeah, like, let Mama Kay get all the blood on her hands if she wants to.
Absolutely. And I don't know. I don't think she's going to be that great a competitor. I don't see her hanging off a wall.
True.
It's her social game that's dangerous.
Absolutely.
Ma is very manipulative. She gathered votes at the last second when Mackie was definitely going out. This is very dangerous for the pretty boys. She can get into people's heads. She can plant a lot of seeds.
And good for Chelsea for actually scoping out that she's, if you're going to let her talk to people, she is going to be incredibly dangerous for your game.
I see the kind of dangerous player that Kaylin is, and I need her gone for my game.
It's just too bad Chelsea does not know about the Pretty Boys Alliance. She's just going to end up, it's going to be like the year with the Brigade and Brittany. She's going to be the pretty blonde who's taken along on the ride, and then at the end is going to get cut.
Absolutely. And Adam is, he's not exactly subtle.
What you thinking, girl?
He seems to have a lot of intel on what the other guys are doing, but Sam and Chelsea, they're just not picking up on it.
I have an extremely good intuition. I can just feel that he's going to have my back in this game.
By the way, I love Kiki and Esty. I love them. They're so cute together.
If I left, I would blow up.
I would turn this house into a hurricane.
I'm already going out. Why not blow up everyone's game?
Yeah, they're adorable.
They remind me of Sabrina and Rachel.
Yeah.
They got that same sort of
sister the Gremlins thing. Vibe.
Yes, the Gremlins, or like last year, the Ding Dongs.
Oh my God, yeah.
I loved the Ding Dongs. Yeah. So these are our new Ding Dongs, I guess.
Am I trending right now? Hashtag ding. Hashtag I better be. Okay.
I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
They call themselves Youngblood, right?
Youngblood, yeah.
So it's interesting. So we've got these really good players who've seen a lot of seasons, obviously, and then our first two house guests who got evicted.
Yeah.
Have they ever seen the game? It was such bad play that got them out of the house.
Yeah.
Now, you went to speak to the HOH.
Yes.
A day late.
Yes.
You called out one of his allies.
I did.
As your target.
Yes,
why
I did.
Would you do that?
Well, Laura telling the HOH directly that she's going to target him in the future.
And then poor amazing Mackie.
Sometimes you got to be near death to really feel life.
Because he sat down and when Dane told him, if I keep you here, are you going to target me? He said, of course I am. You put me up, I'm going to put you up.
Yeah, that's, you can't.
Am I going up?
Possibly. You put me up, bro.
Dude, like, what are you thinking?
Just
what game do you think you're playing? Honesty doesn't get you everywhere.
Exactly. And I know there's this sense that some like, well, I want to be an honest person and I want to be truthful. And it's like, yeah, you got to choose your battles.
Do you know what game you're playing?
Yeah. Like,
you're not playing who's the most honest guy who wins $100,000. You're playing Big Brother.
Well, even this week with Kiki, with Sam using the veto on her, Kiki's like, yes, Chelsea, Sam, whatever you want me to do, I'm never going to target you. But she's 100% like, oh yeah, I'm not honoring that at all.
That's how you play Big Brother Canada.
Exactly.
That's how you play the game. So poor Mackie. Oh my God, the way he left though, I loved it.
Yeah.
A plague on this house, yo. I put a plague on all you guys. You guys are fake, yo. I wasn't even made for this.
A plague on you all. You're all fake.
Yeah. Well, now they can, if anything weird happens in the house for the rest of the season, it's like, that's the plague.
Right. That's right. They can blame it on Mackie.
Exactly.
Oh, Canada, this is going to be fun.
So, and then one more thing I'm wondering about, Leon's lounge, Leon's secret lounge.
Yeah.
We had the vote.
Yep.
Who do you want to see going into the lounge?
It's hard to say because I'm torn because I even though the twists are fun, I really like things to kind of play out on their own. And I'd love to see the Pretty Boys Alliance get exposed.
They don't know what they're up against, man. Hey.
Someone like Chelsea or Sam maybe seeing, like, oh, God, those guys are actually working together.
Yeah,
what
and
are
never
we
doing? You're never going to make it to the end with them.
Exactly.
Corey has a lot of support online. I noticed a lot of people were saying, vote for Corey, vote for Corey. Mm-hmm.
She's here. It's happening. Ah!
So she's been interesting. She's very aggressive, eh? Did you see her in that horrific barbecue competition where everybody was puking?
Oh, my God, yeah. That was...
Oh, my gosh. This is disgusting.
Terrifying. Yeah.
It was. I'm like, is this Fear Factor or is this Big Brother Canada?
Yeah, I was unfortunately eating supper at the time that I watched that. And I was like, this was a mistake.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it was pretty gross.
It was very good. But I cannot wait to see what happens this week. I want... Mama to save herself, but you never know.
Yeah, you never know. I'd like to see Damien fight a little bit harder.
But at the end of the day, I got to get out of this somehow.
Because now he's just kind of like laying back. And sometimes laying low can be good, especially when you have someone like Mama Kay who's
sometimes
really going
to
go for
end.
It.
Absolutely.
And if Mama Kay is going to be, it can go either way. She's either going to get in everyone's ear and she's going to convince them and be able to stay.
You fought for Mackie harder than Mackie fought for himself.
You should want somebody like that on your back. You should want somebody who will have your back.
Or people are going to say, well, she's fighting to stay. He's not doing anything. Maybe we should keep the bigger competitor.
That's true. You never know.
You never know.
But floating is a good, viable option.
It
There's been some winners who floated. Paris. Yeah. Paris won last year. I swear she floated to the end.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. I don't think it gets enough credit as a strategy, especially in the early days. Whenever I see someone in like the first episode say, I need to win this first HOH, I'm like, are you serious?
Oh, you're
out
the door.
Yeah.
It's the worst strategy ever.
Absolutely.
I'm freaking out. You know, this is so cool right now.
Big Brother Canada weeknights on Global. And you can watch the live feeds for free at bigbrothercanada.ca.